Well, good afternoon, everybody. Have we had a wonderful Easter egg rolling party? Well, I'm Chef Art Smith. Some of you know me as Chef Art Smith, Top Chef Masters. Some of you know me as just Chef Art, who likes comfort food. And today, I'm going to talk about this amazing kid who liked to eat books. You know, I like books. I've never actually eaten a book before. But someone gave me a chocolate book one time and ate it. I mean, what's life without chocolate? It's kind of like life without a book, right? But I was talking to Reese Witherspoon's, and she was telling me her children, how she loves to read to them. And this is one of their favorite books. And you know my friend Oprah Winfrey. She likes favorite things. And, you know, and I love favorite things, too. I think makes life special. I like this. Okay, what is your name? You're so cute. They're all so cute. This is a wonderful book by Oliver Jeffries, The Incredible Book Eating Boy. Y'all see that? But not like you and I love books. No, not quite. Henry loved books. But not like you and I love books. Not quite. Can you see that? You see that over there? Huh? Isn't that cute? Henry loved to eat books. It all began by mistake one afternoon when he wasn't paying attention. He wasn't sure at first and tried eating a single word just to test. Next, he tried to eat a whole sentence and then the whole page. A whole page? You know the old saying, you're going to have to eat your words? Yes, Henry definitely liked them. By Wednesday, he'd eaten a whole book. And by the end of the month, he could eat a whole book in one go. Henry loved eating all sorts of books. Storybooks, dictionaries, atlas, joke books, books of facts, even math books. I never wanted to eat a math book. I was never good at math. But red ones were his favorite. And he was going through them at a fierce rate. But here is the best bit. Y'all can see that? See that book? See that book? The more he ate, the smarter he got. Okay, I need to eat some books. Okay. He ate a book about goldfish. And he knew what to feed Ginger. He had a goldfish named Ginger. I have many fish. I have 15 fish. 2 birds, 5 cats, 3 dogs, really. Before long, he could do his father's crosswords in the newspaper and was even smarter than his teacher in school. Henry loved his smart. He thought that if he kept going, he might become the smartest person on earth. But you know, as we all know, that when you learn, you keep on learning till the very end. You learn every day. So he kept eating books. He kept getting smarter and smarter and smarter. And from eating books whole to eating them 3 or 4 at a time. Books about anything. Henry wasn't fussy and he wanted to know it all. But then things started going not quite so well. In fact, they started going very, very wrong. Henry was eating too many books and too quickly at that. He was beginning to feel a little ill, a little sick. You see that? But here is the worst bit. Everything he was learning was getting mixed up. He didn't have time to digest it properly. It became quite embarrassing for him to speak. Suddenly, Henry didn't feel very smart at all. More than one person told him he should stop eating books. So Henry gave up eating books and sat sadly for a time. What was he to do? Then after a while, and almost by accident, Henry picked up a half-eaten book from the floor, but instead of putting it in his mouth, Henry opened it up and began to read. And it was so good. And Henry discovered that he loved to read and thought if he would read enough, he might still become the smartest person on earth. It would just take a bit longer. Now, Henry reads all the time, although every now and then, he eats a book. You know, as the saying goes, we are what we eat. I don't know if we should eat any books like Henry, but we need to eat lots of vegetables and fruits. Exactly. And what we need to do, too, is think good thoughts, too. Because good food made with love tastes better. Exactly. See that? So cute. That's a buck. That's a red buck. So on this wonderful afternoon, in the shadow of the White House, just remember, food is love. And remember, only love and only give what you love. And share with your family and your loved ones. And, you know, I practiced that for all so long, and it's been a wonderful experience to meet so many lovely people. And there's nothing more endearing than cooking with children, and nothing more endearing than reading with them. Thank you. It was a pleasure. I'm Chef Art Smith. Make sure you watch CBS. Beat the Chefs. You're going to see me again. And if you've got a family recipe you want to beat me with, you better come on. I'm ready to face it. Thank you.